You might get it in a can, I don't know, but it's partially dried beef. It's sort of in bits.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I don't know what it is.
Do you call it chipped beef?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay. A fat pork cured in brine is called...
Fat pork cured in brine?
Sometimes you cut it up and add it to, like, beans for flavoring.
Ham?
Have you ever heard of salt pork?
Salt pork, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a meat packed, a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing, that's called what? You ever had that before?
You get the meat out of the head of the hog for tamales.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now I know what I'm eating.
Yeah, now you know. I don't know what that is you're talking about. I don't think.
Okay. So you've never had head cheese or heard of head cheese?
Oh, yeah. Is that what that is?
Head yeah. Cheese? Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay. A liquid with some solid in it. You want to get the solid out of the liquid, so what do you do to the liquid?
Drain it off.
Mm-hmm. Or what's another word for drain?
Dip it off?
Well, you're getting the solid out of the liquid, so you're... What would you use to...
To drain it off?
Yeah.
Cup? Dip it off?
Well, the thing that you'd use to...
Strainer?
Yeah, strainer.
Okay.
it's hard to get people to say strain.
Yeah, I get...
Now, a milk that's watered down, you call that what?
Skim milk, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Blue John?
Yeah.
Is that the same as skim milk?
No, I don't think so. We used Blue John. It's not quite sour, but a little bit sour.
Oh, okay.
That's what we used to...
Okay.
For if it was just before it got sour.
Uh-huh. Ew.
Yeah.
Milk that's just beginning to turn is called?
Well, that's what we'd call Blue John.
You'd call it Blue John?
Yeah.
Okay. And the milk product that comes in a little tub and has curds in it is called?
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. And a bread made with cornmeal is called?
Cornbread.
Uh-huh. How do you make cornbread?
Well...
Or what is it?
We buy the mixture at the store. Then we mix it up and put it in a little pan like that.
Like a square pan?
Yeah.
A baking pan. And you put it inside the stove? Yeah.
Yeah, in the oven.
Yep. And have you ever had cornbread that's cooked on top of the stove? In a skillet, maybe?
Possibly. Well, yeah, on camping trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do? How do you make that?
Same way.
So you just spread the...
Well, yeah, just put it in the frying pan and cook it on the fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so have you ever seen those little things that look like hockey pucks made out of cornmeal?
Yeah, like at the fish place?
Maybe. What would you call them? But I guess your family never
Hush
made
puppies.
It. Hush puppies? You never heard of like corn pones or corn dodgers? Because I'm not sure those are the same as hush puppies, but okay.
I mean, a hush puppies are those little round balls that you get.
Okay, those are the balls. Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, I'm talking about something that's about that big. I think they use them for gorditas.
Oh.
That they can put... Mm-hmm. They don't make them exactly the same way we do. We call them corn pones.
Oh.
Let's see. Bread made with wheat is...
Wheat bread?
Mm-hmm. And what makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. If you were going to offer your guest a carbonated beverage, what would you offer them?
Coke, Sprite.
So you'd refer to it by its brand name? You wouldn't use Coke to refer to all of the carbonated beverages?